After the Farmington High School drumline played the Utah House of Representatives into session, House Speaker Brad Wilson, a Republican from Kaysville, began his opening remarks with some critical words for supporters of the Utah tax reform referendum.
Legislation by referendum, while part of the political process, can be divisive and at many times be short of facts.
Fred Cox, a referendum organizer and former Republican lawmaker, says Wilson misunderstands the group's efforts.
I think he needs to read our state constitution again because a referendum doesn't create any new laws. A referendum puts on hold something that they have done. It doesn't create a new law. That's an initiative.
Wilson doubled down on his sentiments about citizen-led actions, saying
it has proven ruinous
for states that pursue initiatives and referenda and bypass representative government processes. Wilson says constituents elect legislators to parse through the details of difficult issues, weighing the pros and cons of particular policies. Going forward, Wilson says lawmakers need to find new ways of listening to constituents and conveying their decision-making process to them.
We are not foes on a political battlefield. We are all Utahns committed to getting public policy right.
Senate President Stuart Adams says the repeal legislation, House Bill 185, will go straight through the House and Senate Tuesday and be ready for the governor's signature. Cox says the repeal shows the legislature is listening to the public, but he's still exercising caution in trusting lawmakers.
They've promised that they're not going to redo this during the session. We are going to make sure that they keep that promise. We do not want to see this bill come back in pieces this year or anytime.
As of 2 p.m. Monday, the state elections office verified more than 111,000 referendum signatures. Summit and Wasatch counties are still short 100 or so signatures, but county clerks have until February 4th to finish verifying them. Emily Means, KPCW News.